Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, July 14th, 2014. This is, in France, I believe, Bastille Day, yes. The French Independence
it's
Day.
It's also one of my daughter's birthdays.
Today. There you go, John Munger. So congratulations to your daughter.
Thank you.
All right. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, noon to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We stream our show. That means you don't have to be seated anywhere near a radio, but if you're by a computer, you can log into buckmastershow.com or kvoi.com and got the program for you right there. Also, you can hear the program anytime, anywhere on our website, buckmastershow.com, through our podcast program series. During the noon hour, we'll get things rolling with the Monday Political Face-Off. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly Your Meds segment with Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, former dean of the UA Medical School. He is the creator of the CredibleMeds.org website. And then we'll close out the show talking about what has turned out to be a really severe shortage of men and women to fill good jobs in the high-tech industry. There are plenty of jobs just going for the asking right now because people don't have the proper training for these jobs. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you, 790-2040. Join in the conversation if there's something during our face-off segment today or any time during the show. We'd love to hear from you. The Buckmaster Facebook page surpassed 3,500 friends over the weekend, and we thank all of our friends for their support of the program. It's time for the Monday Political Face-Off featuring commentators John Munger. Mr. Munger is a Tucson attorney. He's the former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents. He was a candidate for Republican governor in 2010. Arizona attorney Vince Robigo is with us. Mr. Robigo also, as I say, a Tucson-based attorney, longtime Democrat Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate, and Vince is chair of the Hispanic Caucus of the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and his wonderful family, really, they can take care of all of your custom frame mirror needs, the art for the walls. They've got a beautiful gallery at the showroom there. Picture framing, of course, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course, they're on Facebook. John and Vince, how was your weekend? Did you get some rain over the weekend?
We got a little bit, especially last night.
Yeah, it was pretty good rain last night.
It was a good rain, very good rain.
We've kind of been keeping track up at the Hacienda de Buckmaster, and it's about 3 inches. So we're having a big rain like the one last night, kind of 3 o'clock in the morning. I think it was Wednesday morning, and that was another like 2 incher. Where one of those where they sort of park over the house. So we really need it. So it's great to have the rain. Gentlemen, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on, the crisis on the border. Federal agents could immediately deport child migrants illegally entering the United States back to Central America if legislation in Congress to deal with the recent border crisis passes. The bills were introduced last week by Arizona Republicans Congressman Matt Salmon and Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake. The legislation would change a 2008 human trafficking law that guarantees asylum hearings, which can take years for immigrants from countries not that are contiguous to the United States. President Barack Obama has signaled he supports accelerated deportations when he requested $3.7 billion from Congress to add immigration judges, Border Patrol agents, and detention facilities. Vince, let's begin with you. What do you think about all this?
Well, you know, as far as this law that they're proposing changing, my understanding is that initially most of those protections were actually enacted back in 2002, mm-hmm. and then there was like a reauthorization or something in 2007. I think maybe five people in the entire Congress voted against it. And then in 2008, it passed again, giving these, you know, in fact, expanding some of those protections for children that are not from a contiguous border country. In other words, Mexico, Canada, different story. So this was aimed specifically at the countries that we are seeing these child immigrants come. This, although it's reached sort of a crisis level now, the last three, I think, fiscal years, the numbers have been every year going up, probably double, and I think this year even more than that. So it's been in the works, and it may be because of the 2008 law that allowed for a court process for what we have deemed as a country, that these are children coming from countries that have been war-torn, civil strife. You know, we're talking about Honduras, El Salvador, countries like that. I don't believe Nicaragua is the numbers that you see. No. They're not coming from there.
Let me make a comment there, Vince. Yeah. My understanding is that the bill is oriented towards children who are victims of sexual predators from those countries, and it was human trafficking for. And offering asylum for victims of sexual predation. And I think that it wasn't just overall asylum. Those countries have been war-torn, crime-torn for decades and decades. I think that I think that we have a general consensus in the country that something's got to be done, and I think we even have a general consensus that these kids need to be taken care of while they're here, and then they ought to be as promptly as possible sent back. I saw this morning a very interesting comment by Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, and Matt Salmon, I believe, who recommended that the regulations that regulate that existing law the statute provides that the regulators can make exceptions to that law. And they were simply recommending that the regulators just finally make some exceptions to that law and just implement those regulatory exceptions. I think the point is that everybody agrees this needs to be done, whether it's going to cost $3.7 billion, whatever is going to happen, that's a different question. I do think that there's a general consensus amongst a lot of people that the first thing that needs to be done while we're waiting for something to happen in the Congress, and Congress is by its very nature slow to move, and the president hasn't even submitted, I think, a written bill. He's just submitted some general ideas. Mm-hmm. But so make no mistake, I don't think there's any bill presented by the president. He's kind of presented a concept. I think we need to get the National Guard to the border. We need to present an image that
here we go,
that you are not going to come across that border.
Okay.
Let me finish up, because I never did get to the point. I was getting to two things. Let me address it is not, the law is not something that is just designed for sex trafficking. What the law does is it provides a process by which, when you have a child that is here from one of those countries, that they are entitled to a hearing. So I want to extend a little clarification here. This is not a law that says, hey, you get here, you got a free pass for asylum.
That is right.
So there's a lot of misunderstanding out there by folks that are up in arms and demanding we got to stop it from happening. All we are talking about, at least from my perspective, is that those children that are here be afforded the protection of the law which was created for them. There's no question. So John and I agree. Mm-hmm. This is not a question of asylum. This is a question of whether or not they get a hearing. Some of them may be entitled to asylum, but that's what those hearings are for.
If they can show they're victims of sex trafficking.
And other aspects. I believe it's broader than that, John.
Okay.
But so the issue is not one in general of immigration policy. You should never make a policy based on one unusual extenuating circumstance.
I agree with that too.
Do we have to address this? Absolutely. Should we rush out and change the law so these people who are entitled to the law, and John may have a different perspective on this, but I believe that these children, even if they pass the law, there may be an actual due process problem. They may be entitled to the protections that they are afforded right now under law.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And so people saying, let's rush this bill through and mm-hmm. change the law. Maybe you want to change it because we didn't anticipate that there would be such numbers. That's a different debate. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that they are entitled to these processes, these protections. We need to treat them like humans, which they are, and their children.
All right, let's, John, hold your thought.
I think John agrees with that.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
All right, Terry is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Terry has a comment about this, the immigrant situation. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is one of the excellent best shows so far.
Thank you.
Yes. And, John, and how are you?
Good. How are you, Terry?
Excelente. Muchas gracias, muy bien. I want to say this.
De nada.
Yeah, okay. I was born in Germany, raised in Germany until I was five, came over by American parents and adopted us after the war. In 1949, I was born. And I want to say this. My heart goes all to the people who want the kids, especially, because this is about the kids we're talking about. And I believe, and everybody should have the, you know, the American dream, and I certainly have, and I'm 65 years old as we speak, but I want to say, look, the entire continent of Africa folks want to come over here. We have to obey the rules and regulations for everybody. Everybody's guaranteed democracy, freedom, and liberty, and nobody knows that more than me. I'm a witness to this great, 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 great country, and I love this country with all my heart, and I want everybody else to do that, too. Forget their flags when they come over. Only American, please. I want to say this, and I really appreciate your time, Bill and John, and your friend here, your lawyer friend next to you.
Vince.
America should never close its doors, but we have procedures. We have rules. That's what makes this country great. African people.
Okay.
All the Somalia. Everybody. All these folks, Bill and John, they want to come over here too, but please appreciate our laws, our rules, and regulation. I do not appreciate this president using pen in hand. Do the job.
All right, Terry's saying, in effect, we can't offer asylum to everyone.
And I think that's a general proposition nobody disagrees with. That's not what this issue is about. And that's why the debate has been so clouded, because what has happened here is you have a series of unfortunate events. You have, on a political level, a bill to reform immigration, and there's arguments for and against what to do or how to do it. You have political pressure from those that say, look, don't do anything, just secure the border, from a political perspective. You have those that say, hey, the border is secure. President Obama has deported formally more immigrants.
That's not true.
It is true. No. In terms of formal removal proceedings, that is absolutely true. Look it up, John. The numbers as to how they returned, that's a different question.
Let me respond to your points.
I haven't finished what I was about to conclude.
Can you give us a bottom line?
So the last part of this is that you have then this crisis and a law that was passed by the American people that says this is the protection procedure we're going to follow for children. So when the three of those come swirling together, you have a lot of misinformation and mixed stories and positions coming out there. We just got to treat these children for who they are, their children. If we got to fix the laws so that it reduces the numbers, we can do that, but we got to treat them humanely and stop making this about they're an invading horde of disease-ridden children. That is just not who America
John,
is.
John, you will be up first when we come back.
That'll
after the
great.
Break, okay? All right, we're going to take a break here. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince Robigo and John Munger with me in studio. We will be right back.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Biro Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Biro Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Biro Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back. It's the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. And as promised, when we come back after the break, where we are now, John Munger is with us and Vince Robigo, but John is up to the plate first. John, do you want to address this caller who called in during the break? Do you believe President Obama actually didn't know about this pending influx of immigrants back in January?
No, I think he knew about it. It's, as Vince said at the beginning, this has been going on for a couple of years. It started with the president's, a misapprehension and a mismessage when he started talking about letting the Dreamers, the young people, stay in the United States. And he, I think unwittingly, I don't think he did it on purpose, but that was the message, is that if you're young, the United States will let you stay and come and stay. But let me make some responses to, and getting back to the question, I don't think President Obama has done anything about it, but I don't think he's done anything about a whole lot of things. He seems to let all crises pass, and he doesn't seem to know anything about anything except what he reads in the newspaper. That's what he tells us. But let's go back to this first issue that Vince made a point of, and I've heard this repeatedly from the Democrats. They say, oh, he's deported more people than anybody else. You know, here's the facts. The facts are that what they did to say they deported more people than Bush and Clinton and all of the others is they've redefined what a deportation is. They now, the Obama administration, counts a deportation as somebody who comes up to the border and then goes back and doesn't ever cross the border. He's rejected at the border. They count that as a deportation. That's never been counted as a deportation before. And they also count people who self-deport. The fact
so you're saying the rules have been changed.
The definitions have been changed. They've defined definition. Themselves into having more border enforcement. But if you talk to the border patrol people, they'll tell you that there are just we're just not letting people through. Now let's go to the other point.
That's not true. And I'll address that when he's.
Oh, you address that later.
And wrap it real quick, John.
Well, he's had a few minutes. Let me.
I know.
Let me take a little time.
Here. I know.
I think that nobody disagrees these kids ought to be treated humanely and they get due process. Vince and I don't disagree on that. The question is, and I think Vince has made a fair point, this is going to take Congress and the president a while to get this done. And we don't know how the bill is going to come out. I think your listeners need to understand it's going to take a little time because that's the way the American process works. And I don't think Vince disagrees with that. The question is, what do we do in the meantime? And what I'm suggesting is, in the meantime, we've got to finally secure the borders. And you need to put up a presence on the border via the National Guard where people get the message you aren't coming across anymore.
Okay.
And that's the problem. And that's what the president doesn't want to do, is really send a strong message you're not going to cross in the first place.
Okay. Right. Now, let's address this issue. The difference was not a change in rules with respect to what has been occurring. What happened previously is that the prior administration did not engage its resources to commence formal removal proceedings. And those formal removal proceedings under immigration law are significant. And what happens is, if they commence a formal removal proceeding and they remove someone, and that is what the Obama administration has aggressively done, the numbers are actually the converse of what had happened previously. Those people now face criminal consequences when they come back. So to say that when you engage the machinery of the administration to actually arrest somebody and have a formal removal proceeding, mm-hmm. that is not an aggressive enforcement of the law is just ludicrous.
Okay.
So that it has happened, and the numbers are at an all-time high. That is why you have the largest Hispanic organization in the country, advocacy organization, calling President Obama the deporter-in-chief. So the reality is, as far as the number of agents, those have doubled since 2004. So this is just a ludicrous talking point that keeps coming up and again when the border is as secure as it needs to be. This is a humanitarian crisis that we're dealing with.
So Matt is on the Buckmaster Show. He has a question for John. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, John, you know, the rhetoric of Republicans is always about immigration. They're breaking the law. They're not following the law. As I see it right now, the immigrants, refugee children, are actually part following the law.
So I agree.
What is the big problem?
I agree, and that's what we've said all along, and they're entitled to due process under the existing law. Nobody's disagreeing with that. What we're saying is that the country can't eventually handle all of that. The president agrees. Everybody agrees they've got to be given due process under the existing law. We're not talking about not giving them due process under existing law. What we're saying, and what the president's saying, is we can't handle all of these immigrants, and we've got to modify the law somehow to make sure that we don't continue to have this influx. Let me make it clear. The Republicans are saying, yeah, we got to obey the law.
Okay, Vince, final quick comment.
Well, you see, that's not the reality of what all the Republicans are saying.
You
look
at
folks like Steve King, you look at folks like Gohmert from Texas, they are saying that you could look at the activists that are starting to literally try to stop buses of immigrants from coming to their communities,
so
like in Murrieta.
What are they saying?
They're saying send them straight, take them in buses and take them right
not.
Now. They are.
No,
okay. Watch TV,
no, they're
John.
Not.
Look at
Vince,
these protests.
What they're
I've
saying,
been watching this very
what
carefully.
They're saying
you do not
is,
speak for all those folks
well,
about their protests.
Vince, when you
guys.
Send a bus to Murrieta, California, you send three buses to Murrieta, California, and you tell the people these you're going to have to support these people in your community. They're just saying, no, we're not.
Okay. They're saying, stopping the process. That's exactly
no.
the
guys,
point.
They have no duty to do that. The federal government does, but nobody's saying that you deport these kids.
That's what they're
just
saying.
Don't put them on the backs of the local people.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Vince Robago, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And John Munger, thank you.
You got to stop.
Okay. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com presenting our Monday political face-off. Thank you to Mo for his support. We'll be right back.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road just west of Udall Park and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac, business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on your medication, how to take control of your health care. Our Your Meds segment is featuring Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is former UA College of Medicine Dean and founder and now President Emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest creation is Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. Visit CredibleMeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, it's good to be with you as well. And Wall Street Journal over the weekend had the latest on this dust-up over the hepatitis drug that was launched by, is it Gilead?
Gilead
Sciences. That's their high-priced hepatitis C drug, and people just cannot believe, Dr. Woosley, the cost of this drug. I guess it's about basically $1,000 a pill.
Yeah, it's $84,000 for a treatment, and it's really the it has brought something to our attention that we've talked about on this show.
Mm-hmm.
The price of drugs is skyrocketing, even generic drugs, and we talked about the Valley Fever drugs that are now generic, but skyrocketing. There was actually a quote in the national news recently of a retired professor from Tucson who had spent $140,000 of his savings for a leukemia drug. And it's just hitting everybody. And this $84,000 for a treatment, it has gotten everybody's attention. But the truth is, it's not the price of the drug. It's the problem. The model that we have for paying for drugs is broken. A doctor prescribes it, and somebody else pays for it, often you, and that's when $84,000 is a killer. Everybody says, let my insurance company pay for it. And then from the drug company standpoint, and I'm not a big fan of drug companies, generic or any, but the company that markets this $84,000 a person drug paid $11 billion for it. I mean, and it cures an illness.
Yeah, it's a 90%, from what I understand, 90% get a cure within 12 weeks on this 12-week treatment. But why does it cost so much for this particular drug, which is called Sovaldi?
Sovaldi. Right.
Yeah.
And it's a drug that kills the hepatitis C virus. And within a few weeks, usually 12 weeks, 90% of people will be cured. Now, what if they don't have that medicine? About 3 million people in this country have hepatitis C. About 17,000 of those go on to get a liver transplant, which costs up to $600,000. The average patient, the medicines and things they're treated with today, is about $300,000. So from the drug company standpoint, they're saying, you got a great deal here. Now it's 84 and you got a cure with mm-hmm. no side effects or fewer side effects. So the problem is really our insurance system in this country, where the insurance companies are screaming, I don't want to pay $84,000 because 80% of my patients today will be insured by somebody else 5 years from now.
So they're kind of pushing the can down the road.
Exactly. So, you know, nobody in this country is for national health insurance, but our politicians will tell you, I'm going to protect Medicare. What is Medicare? It's a national health insurance for seniors, and it works. We don't have a health system in this country today, and that's why companies can charge $84,000 and get away with it.
So the insurance companies have been paying most of the time for this treatment, this 12-week treatment.
If you have
a
drug benefit.
But they're really starting to balk at this.
They're pushing back because they don't want to pay $84,000 to cure you, because you'll live longer and pay some other insurance company.
Because people change insurance companies.
80% will change in 3 or 4 years.
Unbelievable. 790-2040, 790-2040. If anyone would like to weigh in on our discussion about why medicines cost so much. So the whole business model for effective use of medications really doesn't work, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's sort of grown like Topsy. It hasn't been a plan. It's been try to change it as we go. And it's been reluctance to accept the national health insurance model. And it's not perfect, but it's certainly not working today, what we have now.
So what would a good, in your opinion, a new model be for Congress?
I think Medicare works, no question mm-hmm. about it. And that's what the Affordable Care Act tried to do, is to expand Medicare so that we get more people covered with what people accept. People like Medicare. The vision of that has been painted for a national health insurance policy has scared a lot of people off. And I think we need to look carefully at it. We pay $60 billion extra every year because insurance companies compete with each other. They pay for advertising to get the market. That's $60 billion that could be saved. There's 30% of your healthcare costs that are just for keeping up with the bills. And you all know it. If you've gotten healthcare, you know the billing system and how flawed it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge overhead that Medicare deals with very nicely.
We're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe we have Dan is with us. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, thank you. It's very interesting, but maybe you could take a comment from an investor in pharmaceuticals. You glossed over the fact that the doctor mentioned it cost $11 billion to produce that drug. I don't believe people understand how big $11 billion is, and one of the reasons it costs $11 billion is because they have to go through so much rigorous testing to get mm-hmm. through government programs. And even after years of testing and approval by the government, when someone sues this pharmaceutical company, the government, even though they've approved it, act like they've never heard of such a thing before. And the lawsuits do not involve the government, but strictly the pharmaceutical company. And there is more hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits.
Okay, thank you, Dan, for your comment.
Thank you indeed, because you're absolutely right. The tort system in our country is totally flawed and part of that same problem. The average cost for drugs is about $1 billion in 10 years investment. So the pharmaceutical companies are doing that research, and it's the tort problem is what is so flawed. You're absolutely right. People will have side effects. They will have harm from these treatments, but they shouldn't be considered as hitting the lotto. They should have, if you're vaccinated, we have a vaccine safety system in this country that works. If you're vaccinated and you have a side effect, you simply file, you get your medical bills paid immediately. You don't hit the lotto, but you don't suffer. And that's what we need for medications, too, and devices. It's a serious problem. And as I said, this is not there's no big bad guy out there, not the drug companies or the insurance companies. The system that has evolved is just dysfunctional.
It makes it very difficult because of this dysfunctional national system. I know on a local level we're trying TRIO, the Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities, trying to unite with the hospitals to make our region healthier.
Absolutely. I think there's some very innovative things going on in this country. I don't know of another community where the major hospital systems, TMC, UAMC, Carondelet, that are actually working together, pooling money for a common cause to help people. And that's remarkable. It's been called to attention and even in the White House.
All right, Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. And how is Credible Meds doing? You continue to have more and more people visiting every day.
We do. Credible Meds is providing information that isn't available anywhere else. It's on the safe use of medicines, and it's being recognized internationally.
It's easy to use, right?
It is. It's very user-friendly. There's a portal there for the public. There's one for healthcare practitioners and another one for research scientists. So we've tried to tailor it for the multiple groups of people who worry about their medicines. You can actually keep a list of your medicines on that website. It'll check to see if there are any certain risks with those medicines. And we encourage everybody to take control of your healthcare use of medicines and be informed. And our site hopes to help you do that.
It's CredibleMeds.org, and there is a link on our website, BuckmasterShow.com. Dr. Woosley, we will see you in August. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, I've got five kids and four of them are daughters.
Daddy, Daddy, there's a spider in my room.
Oh boy, did I get smart. I took care of the spider, but the smartest thing I ever did was call Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more bugs in a Lehman household. They do a great job. They're economical and environmentally friendly.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion brought to you by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking for a nice, cool weekend getaway, consider the arts and recreation-oriented area of historic Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson. The mile-high elevation makes for mild days and cool nights, and it's lovely over there now with the Gila National Wilderness, the green all coming back to life after the monsoon rains, so it's really a great time to explore Silver City. And just north of Silver City, the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. There's no shortage of great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge and Continental Divide RV Park. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Well, folks looking for a job without science, technology, engineering, or math skills are really facing extraordinary competition for work. While these jobs that require the so-called STEM skills remain vacant, joining us in studio, Alex Rodriguez. Alex is the Southern Arizona Director of the Arizona Technology Council. Alex, good to see you.
Bill, it's fantastic to be with you and all your listeners.
So there's really plenty of openings, but it's just a matter of getting these STEM, so-called STEM skills.
Yes. So science, it turns out that the value in the marketplace companies, all types of organizations are requiring more technical-based skills that are of high value. So we refer to them as STEM, science, technology, engineering, or mathematics skills, Bill. And what we're seeing is a real gap in terms of well-qualified people for roles that require STEM skills.
Talk to us a little bit about the Brookings Metro Policy Program. They just did a new report where they analyzed job openings and hiring difficulties for STEM-related jobs. And Tucson was included in this survey.
That's correct. I consider it a seminal report out of Washington, the Brookings Institution, where they called it Still Searching, Job Vacancies and STEM Skills. And so they're highlighting the reality that we're now living in across the United States. Of the 100 metro areas that they looked at, Tucson was one of them. And so the staff evaluated over 3,000 job openings in a quarter last year. And of that 3,000 jobs that were posted, a full 40% required some type of science, engineering, mathematics skill. And so the associated problem with that is the wait times that it takes in order to find well-qualified talent.
Well, where are these jobs are just left vacant, I guess, then, huh?
Well, they are, and unfortunately it becomes one company trying to pick up the talent of another company, and that's not good for anybody. So what we need to do is increase the pool of well-qualified talent out there with science and technology and engineering and mathematics skills. It happens that financial rewards, the salaries are also correlated with this valuable skill set. So it's something that we have to pay attention to and focus on if we expect economic growth in this region.
How about, you're a former TUSD school board president. Are we not doing enough the local level through public education to get these people into the jobs that are needed?
Well, clearly the answer is no. At the scale that is required in order to fill the market sector demand for these skills. Now, in fairness, school districts across the state and a number of organizations are highly involved in STEM education. The Tech Council, is highly involved in this sector as well. To put more interest, attention, focus, enthusiasm, love of and passion of this area from the young kids to current college students and those in the workforce today. We have to do a lot better job at attracting more people to the STEM fields. Otherwise, we face economic problems, lag times at businesses, and so forth. So could we do better as a state? Absolutely. Are the schools responding to this area? They are. But I think, frankly, they need much more support.
The Tech Council, do you have programs you're sponsoring to try to get kids involved?
Yes. One of the main things that the Tech Council does is we help highlight, in partnership with the universities, is the Arizona SciTech Festival. And every year, literally thousands and thousands of young kids as early as pre-kinder to graduate students get to participate actively in a variety of events that highlight science, technology, engineering, and mathematics skills. They're applicable exercises. They're events that highlight astronauts, for example, and the mission and role they play in space exploration, to literally manufacturing, to new devices and machinery in the manufacturing factories that increasingly require STEM skills.
The kids that do pursue a field of science, tech, and engineering or math, they really can reap some pretty good rewards then with there's the competition, because that pushes them to the head of the class, doesn't it, Alex?
Without a doubt. Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. Today, for every five good paying jobs that are computer-centric, in IT-centric, there's only one well-qualified position or person for those five. So that individual is going to have market competition, and as a result, more value for their skills, their salary will go up. Mm-hmm. So it's a fantastic time for people that are interested in lucrative career fields to look at STEM education as a valuable trade and profession.
Why do you think the kids haven't really been that excited about this particular area?
You know, there might be a number of factors. Perhaps in the curriculums, historically, even I recall not taking to mathematics or this area extremely well. So one might be how we are accustomed to teaching STEM skills. The other might be that we need more focus by leaders, celebrities, politicians, business owners across the board to really inspire a new generation to come to STEM trade and STEM-related jobs.
How about Raytheon, our area's largest private employer? This applies to them, too. They're looking for people.
Raytheon has fantastic programs like Math Moves You, for example, where they're actually inside the classroom with their engineers teaching students math skills and how they apply to the work that they do. So Raytheon has really stepped up in a big way in this area, but they're only one company. And, you know, we have over 225 school districts statewide. There's a lot of young kids out there that go without having a mentor. And it's that personal touch, Bill, that really inspires young kids to focus on something. So that's why I think this report matters so much from the Brookings Institution. Helps us focus attention on this critical area.
How about the Arizona Technology Council? If folks would like to learn more about what you do, Alex Rodriguez, where can they go?
Well, two things. Go to our website. Arizona Technology Council is aztechcouncil.org. aztechcouncil.org. And second, in October, we are having a Tucson Tech and Business Expo, where technology and manufacturing connect. Mm-hmm. And that, Bill, is designed to focus attention on the talent gap, as well as manufacturing best practices and business connections.
Is there information on the website about the event?
There will be very soon. Okay, it's an event that's coming up.
Okay, thank you. Alex Rodriguez, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan Better Water, Pure and Simple. Culligan, for all your business and residential water needs. Thank you, Culligan, all of our in-studio guests. Enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up tomorrow morning here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, The Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9, and then at 4 Tucson at 4, a new talk show here with Mike Shaw. Producer Rosemary Brandt and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 tomorrow. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.